This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm going to cover an answer to a common question that I've been getting these days. And if you hear some background noise, I'm actually traveling. I'm in a vehicle right now, so don't worry about that. But the question is, why are you covering so much politics these days on Natural News when it's supposed to be a health site? I have a very serious answer to that. Now, I've done health coverage, you know, for 12, 13 years. I've talked about nutrition, you know, and I continue to run an environmental lab, and we cover pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals and superfoods and all kinds of things, natural remedies and cures even. And that's all important stuff. But after doing this for a long period of time, what I came to realize, and perhaps this is just something that you get to when you become mature enough to realize this, I suppose. What I came to realize is that politics matters about everything, because politics impacts everything. When I say politics, what I mean is the way societies are structured. If you think about politics, it's really describing the system and the process by which societies organize themselves and distribute or consolidate power and set ground rules, or even in some cases, when it all goes too far, end up engaging in totalitarian tyranny or overbearing government and so on and so forth. So politics is very important to everything, because it is this realm of politics, if you think about it, that determines whether you have the right to say no to a vaccine, or whether you have the right to grow your own food, or whether you have the right to be a parent of a child and make the medical decisions for that child instead of the state dictating to you what you can and cannot do in terms of medical interventions for that child. You know, liberty versus big government is an issue, and that's intertwined into politics. It's an issue that it's a layer underneath everything that you and I might care about in terms of health and nutrition, permaculture, organic agriculture, the right to choose our medical interventions, or the right to say no to a medical intervention. Even issues like abortion, obviously, are very, very political. And you know, because there are laws that in any society that either legalize their practice or criminalize their practice or find some middle ground, and maybe legalize it for the first two trimesters and criminalize it for the third trimester and so on. All of this is ultimately political. The real reason why I have become so vocal about all of this lately is because I saw, especially with this last election, the 2016 election, I saw that America was just about over. That after suffering under the police state tyranny of the Bush regime, which, don't forget, the Bush regime, in essence, allowed 9/11 to happen, stood down the military, allowed it to happen so that they could declare that we're under attack by terrorism, which is a bizarre thing. How can you be under attack by a concept? He didn't even have to name an enemy. It's just, well, just terrorism, just in general. And then he passed the Patriot Act. Well, he pushed the Patriot Act. Congress passed it. The Patriot Act brought in the surveillance state. So you can't tell me that we aren't affected by politics when the very fact, and I'm not saying that you're trying to, but just, I'm just responding in general to some of the questions. Why do politics matter? And it's because when you go in, all of your email, all of your tweets, all of your search engine queries, all of your Facebook posts, it's all being harvested, vacuumed up by the NSA, and it has all been legalized under the Patriot Act, just so you know. And then after Bush, we had, of course, Obama for 8 years, and Obama did his own horrifically bad things to America, deliberate destruction of the economy, destruction of individual liberties, assaults on the Second Amendment, His administration ran the CDC that really pushed a lot of the vaccine quack science that was used by California to justify SB 277, which is a medical police state law that forces injections onto children or denies them an education if they say no, or if their parents say no, and so on and so forth. I could give you many examples of this. The point is that I saw America coming to really its last chapter. I think that the election of 2016 was the last opportunity to prevent America from being completely consumed by a totalitarian big government regime, which would have been Hillary Clinton, of course. And what Clinton represented, what she was so horrific that I never could quite fully explain that to all my readers, especially younger people. They have no clue how evil the Clintons are. They don't have any knowledge about the history of what Bill Clinton did in Arkansas, how Hillary covered it up. They have no clue about the long trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons. It's not a conspiracy theory. There are dozens of dead people who once held something damaging to the that could have been damaging to the Clintons, and now they're dead. It's not a coincidence. But young people don't know that. And a lot of people have no clue. So they didn't realize that America was really on its final days, that liberty was really at risk of completely dying, and that it was President Trump current President Trump, who presented really the only remaining last-ditch opportunity to try to stand up against the status quo. And even though Trump is not, of course, perfect, no human being is, he has just the right attitude to rock the boat, right, and break up the status quo and challenge the monopolists. And it's that attitude that we really, really needed in Washington, instead of an attitude of just constant lying and covering everything up. You know, Obama and Hillary Clinton, you know, they bombed Muslim countries for 8 years, bombed the crap out of all these Muslim countries. They staged the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya. They caused havoc and mayhem and mass pain and suffering for 8 years. And by the way, the left didn't mind any of that. They only got really crazy mad when Donald Trump said we need to stop automatic travel from these seven terrorist nations and implement better background checks. That's what really angered the left, not the fact that Obama and Hillary Clinton were bombing those countries. No, bombing is fine, but how dare you hold them up at the airport for 2 hours and do a little background check on them? That's what pissed them off. So the point is that politics, it's pervasive. It's part of everything. It's part of medicine, obviously. And right there, Donald Trump has already done some amazing things that indicates he's going to go after big pharma's price monopolies, for example. You know, taking down Obamacare and having open discussions about an honest healthcare replacement that isn't rooted in deception and lies, that's a good thing for America to have that debate. You know, Obamacare was just passed because they knew they could just fool the American people. Who was it? The Obamacare architect on the record saying it was passed based on the stupidity of the American voter, I think, is what he said. And that's the way they feel about everything. You know, we gotta get past that. And so I can talk about nutrition and minerals and superfoods and the dangers of fluoride and so on. And I will continue to cover those issues. But if you're not doing it in a society where you have liberty, almost nothing else matters. And this is a very important point that I'm happy to share with you, and I feel very passionate about. Liberty matters the most. If you don't have liberty, you don't have the freedom to even choose your nutrition or to even engage in home gardening or homeschooling or even to pursue natural medicine. Liberty is first. They say health is first. But without liberty, you can't even pursue health with all the with the right options. And right now, we are still living in a medical police state. Think about it. Chiropractors are under assault constantly. Acupuncturists and herbalists are under constant assault. That's all political. That's because in every state, the state medical board is a medical monopoly. It is a cartel of corruption. And all they want to do is protect Big Pharma's profits and protect their practice of chemical medicine and surgical medicine and chemotherapy and so on. Almost every state medical board in America needs to be totally shut down or reformed or rebuilt from the ground up to include natural healing modalities. That is a political question. That's a political question. We're not going to make a political change in the state medical boards by just talking about green tea catechins and the antioxidant effects of anti-inflammatory phytochemicals in turmeric root. You know, that is not going to change. It's not going to shut down the monopolies of the state medical boards. So everything becomes political if you follow the trail and get to the root of it. Everything is political. And I wish it weren't that way. I wish we had a society that was really rooted in liberty and true individual responsibility and high education standards, so that people actually knew history instead of just being propagandized with state-run propaganda or indoctrination attempts and so on. I wish we had a society where we didn't even have to talk about liberty because it was already guaranteed and protected. Yet, sadly, that's not the society in which we live. We live in a society that has been inundated with false narratives of not just the left, but also the corrupt right. The big government corruption narrative is universal across the two dominant parties. We live in a society where medicine, the truth about medicine, has been denied us for generations. We live in a society where there's massive pollution being carried out by the EPA. Look at the issue of biosludge. The EPA has legalized massive industrial contamination, raw human sewage being collected into a system that's then, processed or heated slightly, just to kill some pathogens, but not all of them. And then it's spread on our farms as fertilizer. And it's spread on children's playgrounds and so on. That's the EPA. We live in a society where the government is out of control. The government is insane. The government is a threat to all of our liberties. And Donald Trump is the first guy to come along in a long time to take a whack at that system, to try to chop it down to size. And that's why I supported Donald Trump, and that's why I continue to support that whole effort to reform the system. And that's why I spend time focused on it. I want to live in a society where we have free access, open access to natural medicine, to herbal medicine. The FDA needs to be basically shut down or reformed, completely rebuilt from scratch. Same with the EPA, same with the USDA. They're all corrupt. They've all sold out to the corporate interests. So everything that you and I care about eventually traces back to those agencies and the federal government that Donald Trump is now finally trying to reform. The bigger question, though, is can Donald Trump succeed in that? Most likely the answer is only in a small way. The bureaucracy is so huge, the momentum is so huge, the cartel, the power cartels of the unelected bureaucrats inside the EPA and the FDA, it's so powerful, it's so difficult to dismantle. I'm not even sure that anyone could dismantle it. And by the way, if you've listened to me for very long, you know that I don't even believe that reform is the way this is all going to change. Ultimately, my belief is it's going to collapse. Probably an economic collapse, but possibly a political collapse, a loss of centralization of power. In other words, a massive fracturing or balkanization of the American empire, the ending of the United States of America as we know it today. I'm even on the record publicly predicting that Donald Trump may be the last president of the United States as a 50-state nation. Now you see California trying to secede, and you realize, yeah, that prediction could very well be true. Look, the fact is, liberty is what's going to matter the most as the primary foundation in the events that unfold over the next few years. That's why I focus on those events right now. At the same time that I continue to support natural medicine, permaculture, organic foods, and so on and so forth. But without liberty, we've got nothing. like, you think the citizens of North Korea have any freedom to even choose organic? I mean, they're lucky to have any food at all. How many hundreds of thousands of North Koreans starved to death the last time they had a crop failure? I mean, people dying over there in huge numbers because of the tyranny of North Korea. So on the hierarchy of priorities, and this is something that took me a while to get to, liberty really has to be at the top in terms of our practical society. I mean, yeah, you might say, well, spirituality goes above that. But I'm not talking about the spiritual realm right here. I'm talking in terms of practical matters that need to be discussed, need to be explored, need to be documented. Liberty is at the top of my list anyway. I hope it's at the top of yours. And then right under that, yeah, natural health and healing and food and agriculture and all these other issues. But liberty is right there at the top, because without it, we can't really do any of these other things. So that's why I cover it. I hope that explanation makes some sense. And I encourage you to keep reading and keep listening. My website is naturalnews.com. My podcast is healthrangerreport.com. And you can also catch me at newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.